Hi there, it's Heather here for the Courageous Heart podcast, and I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I've been noticing with a lot of my clients, but even just sensitive souls out there in the world, and that there has been a quiet anxiety that a lot of us have been suffering, and not just because of the pandemic, and I'll just get right into the politics. I mean, it's when Trump was elected, it really put a lot of caring, good-hearted, sensitive-hearted people into a place of contraction and anxiety for good reason. There was a lot of aggression, a lot of triggers, and valid fear. You know, there was very much his presidency reminded us of the bully in the playground, and then some, or shall we say, myself included. You know, I definitely felt hopeless, and I definitely felt, could I even trust that the world's a good place anymore, realizing how many people supported this person? I'm Canadian too, so it wasn't even in my own country. But it was a general sense of feeling disheartened, when things felt very flowing and hopeful, and it felt like a kinder world. And I've been noticing, even though this person's been out of office for 6 months, there's still this debris and this leftover of, you know, is it safe to come out of hiding? And because it wasn't just that presidency, it unleashed that it was okay to be a bully, and it was okay to be aggressive and violent. And, you know, and then we saw the aftermath of this, like even with there was an insurrection and all this stuff, right? So, you know, it's like it hasn't gone away, right? So we don't even feel safe, and there's a real sense of, you know, in order for somebody to heal from trauma, you need to first establish safety, and it's there, it's coming in, but it's like the pandemic even opened up more aggression and all of this. So I just wanted to, like, in this even podcast, is just to empathize and validate that you may have been struggling, your nervous system may have been struggling, your feelings of spiritual hope in the world probably has taken a toll, myself included. You know, it's taken a lot, feeling very alone in it too, because you'll even get in some circles, some spiritual circles, which baffles me to pieces, who will make claims, you know, that Trump is here to expose the darkness and all of this spiritual bypassing that to me just justifies an abuser. I will say that out and loud. That, you know, even those places had become unsafe for people who are aware of how bullies and abusers work, right? So I say this just, you know, not to keep re-triggering you, or even his name is triggering, but the feeling of you're not alone in this. You know, I've just had a number of people I've spoken with, and it's like this quiet hiding and anxiety and isolation. You know, because there hasn't been safe space to heal, or safe space other than, you know, people actually getting really angry and going out and protesting, which is definitely a healthy response. But that place of just wanting to feel safe and nourished and okay, and that the world can be a good place again, right? And to keep going on with your good initiatives and everything that you're doing, and that there's a belief that good people still do exist and good initiatives still exist. We have to keep connecting to that. Yeah, so just really being able to reach out to your own, almost like needing to recharge your batteries, to finding those good initiatives, you know, really remembering that as much as there are these greedy, aggressive, violent, self-centered people in the world, there are also as many empaths and caring souls, and we struggle, right? Because we'll struggle with money issues, or we may struggle with just dealing with the world and not being able to entirely live by our own integrity. But I do believe it's like this part of there are narcissists and there are empaths, and I don't mean to be so black and white about it, because there's always fine lines of what healthy narcissism is also important. But you know, the truly caring, the people who truly want to do well in the world, we carry a heavy load mentally and emotionally, because we do care. Our hearts are wide open in a very challenging world. So it's why it's so important for your own sense of spiritual hope to go to the restaurants that are doing cool things, or buying the food box that is local food, doing those things that actually go there are ways that we can change the world in our day to day, right? And giving yourself that space to even talk out your anger, sadness, frustration of all the things that have been triggered, by that it's not weakness because you've been feeling in pain or triggered by it. It's not weakness because you've been feeling anxiety around it. And it's actually the sign of you being actually very spiritually aware and connected and really struggling, right? So, if you need to unpack it with me, I'm here because most likely this is reminding you of other experiences too, not just the world's politics, right? So if you do need that space to be able to sort out and step into your power again and step into your light and step into the feeling of, okay, what do I do with this now? We can battle this or feel, stay in that place of feeling small and in hiding. But it's like, how can you now start coming out and saying, this is how I want to align? These are the causes that are important to me. These are the ways I want to make a difference, instead of allowing this horrible human being in my, and I'll just say it, this isn't about politics, it's about the person and their lack of integrity, to say the least, and their poor behavior. It's being able to just say that this can't take my joy away. This can't take the better world away, and to really solidify what is of true substance for you. All right. Sending you big hugs. You're not alone. Sadly, there haven't been healing circles. Even I myself as a facilitator have struggled with knowing how to help without getting more attack or bullying or abuse coming at me because of heightened politics. And I'm just really hoping that we can start finally getting some kind of norm to balance our nervous systems and to also have the wisdom and discernment of boundaries and being able to know now what is okay and what is not okay for you, right? And being able to hold that space. It's okay to be discerning. Some call it judgmental. I call it discernment. I will name it as that. Sending you big hugs. If you need support, Heather at blossomingheart, that's one heart, not two, .ca.